Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Monday, April 9. Coming up, government pledges to continue strengthening the capabilities of the JDF. Jamaica becomes first Caribbean region to adopt UN Blue Heart campaign against human trafficking, and Project Gold launched to tackle crime problem among youth. The news in detail after this message.
Ladies, are you between the ages of 18 to 25? Poised, talented, and culturally aware? Then sign up now for your chance to be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Submit your entries by Monday, April 16, 2018. Win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Represent your parish and help build Jamaica. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or social media pages or any JCDC parish office. You could be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Enter now. Enter
now. Now the news. National Security Minister Dr. Horace Chang says the government will continue to provide the necessary resources to bolster the capabilities of the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF. Minister Chang says the objective is to ensure that the JDF remains relevant in safeguarding Jamaica's borders, as well as providing training for at-risk youth in a range of skill areas.
The JDF do very well with the resources they have, but they certainly need more resources, and we have to look at all the areas. And the JDF is the primary agency for air sea rescue mission on our coastal areas, and in that area they have been depleted over the years. We have taken steps to restore the capacity in that area, and they may still need more activity and, you know, more support in that area.
Minister Chang was speaking with JIS News following a recent tour of the JDF facilities and meetings with high-level staff at Upark Camp. He says while he's impressed with the JDF's training activities, additional support will allow the force to strengthen offerings and create a wider pool of highly skilled individuals who can make a positive contribution to the Jamaican economy. Jamaica has become the first Caribbean territory to formally adopt the Blue Heart Campaign, a global awareness initiative by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC, to inspire action to help stop human trafficking. Regional representative for the UNODC Regional Office for Central America and the Caribbean, Jose Villa del Castillo, has lauded Jamaica's ongoing efforts to combat the crime over the past few years. He was speaking at the launch of the campaign on March 28.
This launch reaffirms the leadership of Jamaica in the fight against this threat. It is about building together a healthier, safer, and more prosperous society, placing the human being at the center of all social policy. The efforts made right here in Jamaica will have an immediate impact on the rest of the region and the rest of the world.
Other countries that have adopted the Global Blue Heart Campaign are Brazil, Colombia, Lebanon, Mexico, and Switzerland. The Scientific Research Council, SRC, is encouraging persons to utilize its standardization services in food product development. Food product development team leader at the SRC, Valma Winter, says standardization allows entrepreneurs to produce at a consistent quality and allows for proper costing of the product.
SMEs are responsible for the growth of the economy in most countries, and so we are here to assist them in getting it right. Because if you do not get it right, what will happen is that you come into the market and before you know it, the business closes because you are not costing your product properly. And if you're not costing product properly, you end up losing.
Mr. Winter was speaking in a recent JIS think tank session. And former Sunshine Girls netball team captain Simone Forbes has launched a social intervention program designed to curtail crime and violence among youth through sports and mentorship. The initiative, dubbed Project Gold, Guidance, Opportunities and Lessons for Development, will see facilitators leveraging various sporting disciplines, among other interventions, to engage youth. Ms. Forbes says the project was initiated as a response to reports of increasing crime.
Crime is as real as anything else. But guess what? All of us in here have to do something about it. All of us have a part to play in ridding our society of this madness. This is a community project. So the people in the community, the people on the ground, they are the ones who are going to make this project a success.
A pilot for the initiative kicked off on April 7 in August Town, Eastern St. Andrew, with 30 participants aged 11 to 17 years. The eight-week engagement is being jointly implemented with the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP3, and the Institute for Law and Economics. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.